Thank you. My name is Pofu Motolo from Lesotho. I would like to talk about the history in between Lesotho, South Africa, and some countries in Europe. The nation of Basotho was founded by the first Moshoeshoe, who was named Moshoeshoe I in the early 1800s. He had his fortress in Botaboti. After having grouped different ethnic groups which were situated in South Africa, like the Zulus, the Xhosas, and many others, so he united them and formed a nation of Basotho. And later he fled from Botaboti to Tabusiu, where his fortress is still seen by tourists even today. What I would say is that Lesotho was relatively a big country, but when the Boers came, or the people from Holland who now speak Afrikaans, when they came, they took a great part of Lesotho for the Free State and for some other parts of South Africa. And one thing one could say is that, as already said, the Basotho speak Sesotho and English, but there are some who speak the Zulu and Xhosa. That's one indication that there are the Zulus and the Xhosas. We also have many people from the Free State who speak Sesotho. Most of them speak Sesotho because it was still inhabited by some Basotho who now live in South Africa. Lesotho was colonized by the British. After I have to assume that most people are aware that the French were the first ones to arrive in Lesotho. The first were the French missionaries, and they built a museum there. We still have the archives, the French archives in Lesotho, in Morisha. And later, the British came, they colonized Lesotho, and Lesotho got its independence in 1966. And since then, we have been using, since we claim to be independent, but partly we are using the British and the French norms. I would say that the Sesotho is mostly influenced by French and English, because I think that's when the development of Sesotho, as there was no language at all, was developed from some other European languages like French and the British. Yeah, I think that's about it. Thank you.